From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and now we're going to visit a summer camp with a very serious focus. The campers are children who have lost military parents to the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And the Good Grief Camps, as they're called, help kids to grieve and cope. NPR's Howard Berkus went to a session at Fort Carson, Colorado, and we warn you that his story contains language that some listeners might find offensive.
Every one of the 24 kids gathered in this Fort Carson conference room belongs to a club they wish they'd never joined. Membership is marked by red T-shirts and round and shiny palm-sized buttons with smiling images of dads and uncles and brothers. The buttons are fixed to T-shirts and pigtails, and they shimmer as the kids wait to be sorted into grief camp groups.
This is one of the only places that these kids can go and realize that they're not alone.
Counselor Vanessa Gabrielson was a teenager when her dad died in Iraq 4 years ago.
They get in the group and they realize that little Emily or little Sarah over there, her daddy died in a roadside bomb too, just like her dad, where back at school or in their neighborhood, they're the only ones.
Dakota, tell us about you. Tell us about why you're here.
I'm here because my dad died in Iraq.
10-year-old Dakota Gibbons is one of six kids sitting around a wooden conference room table with counselor Judy Matthewson.
He was in his tank and then they were driving and they went in some water. The gun broke and hit his door so he couldn't get out and he drowned.
Miss Taylor?
My dad was killed in Iraq. He got hit by a roadside bomb and I lost him June 16th on Father's Day.
That's 10-year-old Taylor Helt, who has attended these grief camps before. They're organized by TAPS, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. It's a private nonprofit group that works with adults and kids.
What we're going to do is we're going to make what's called a stress ball to help us when we're feeling down, when we're getting irritable, when we're having a tough time.
The kids stuff Play-Doh into balloons, then squeeze and pound and throw them. They form and then smash Play-Doh figures, stand-ins for enemy Iraqis who killed their dads. They draw pictures of life before Dad died, playing Tickle Monster at the park, reading stories at bedtime. Some draw the funerals that followed. They grow somber and speak softly when they share their stories in a circle outside. This is 8-year-old Katie Stotts, 10-year-old Taylor Helt, and 11-year-old Angel Van Dusen.
We thought that when we heard the doorbell, it was a pizza man, but I went to the door and I told my mom it wasn't them. The next thing I knew, she came inside starting to cry. The people who were at the door were the people who come and tell you if your husband or your brother or somebody died.
I have a best friend, and her dad, he just got back from training and he's leaving for Iraq. She started crying. And it made me cry because I didn't want it to happen to her dad because her dad's really nice.
I got angry at my brother. Because my brother's always going, well, I can't wait until dad's here because then he's going to play hide and go seek with me and blah, 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 blah. And I go, shut up, dad's not alive, he's dead. And I just started like screaming.
I don't know if this is okay and my therapist didn't tell me, but is it okay for like widows like my mom are allowed to date and stuff? Because I bet if I was her and I was a widow, I think I would feel lonely. Yeah.
One common thread is the teasing these kids endure, which Dakota describes later.
The bullies at my school would pick on me all the time and say, your dad was a pussy, he died for no odd reason, and when I was very little, when he died, I'd say, Mommy, give me a penny. I'm going to wish for Daddy back. And I'd throw it in the thing, and it never happened. I just really wish I had my dad back.
The grief camp counselors provide advice on how to deal with teasing. They show the kids how to safely channel anger. They encourage sharing with people kids can trust. And they help the kids accept the fact that their loved ones are gone but still reachable, with hand-scrawled notes tied to balloons.
1, 2, 3, go!
And with that, colorful balloons flew above Fort Carson, Colorado. Taylor addressed her note to 45 South Heaven Lane, and it carried these words: "Dear Dad, I love you, and I hope to see you again." This was Taylor's fourth grief camp. She plans to keep coming back. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
You can see and hear more from the kids at the TAPS Grief Camp and hear the story of the group's formation at our website, npr.org.